I make this presentation on behalf of Mohammed M. Ranu Haq, a GTZ resident advisor in Bangladesh who prepared the slides. So he authored it, but for some reason he's unable to be here himself to present it. And when he approached HMN Secretariat, as you know by now from John's presentation, HMN is the first and probably the only, as of now, global partner in health information system development. So he approached us to find out if we could assist him, get somebody present, make his presentation. And I thought, why not? For two reasons. The last one, the less important reason being that I suspected the director of HMN, the executive director, will be present. And so why don't I take this opportunity to earn some continuing education credit points? Sally Stansfield is here. and secondly, since his work that he wants us to share with you here is about HMN framework and using the Health Matrix Network assessment to evaluate the health information system situation in Bangladesh as of now. I mean, I felt I could well be in position to present it for him. What I promise not to do, though, is behave as I did during the viva of my fifth year med school pathology exam. If you ask me later, I'll tell you what it was. I promise not to do that here today. And I'll just read out exactly what he put on the slides and wants me to present. Now, a set of slides give a background of Bangladesh, the country. There's also one or two slides on the health system in Bangladesh and the health system performance. Then we see one or two slides talking about the data management and what we'll call the not quite a system, the current health information system in the country, I mean, which has warranted the application of the HMN health information assessment to have a better evidence for what the real situation is. And also we'll discuss the outcome of that assessment and how the findings are being taken forward. So these slides are for Mohammed Haq, GTZ Bangladesh. Bangladesh is in South Asia. I believe it borders India and has a population of 150 million people. Administratively, there are six divisions and there are 64 districts which have been further subdivided into sub-districts, numbering nearly 500. HMN activities implementation, the implementation of the HMN framework and specifically, the application of the HIS assessment tool began in December 2008, less than a year ago. And currently, the country is implementing an eight-year strategic program on health, nutrition, and population. That's a geographical context of Bangladesh. You see where it is. I once went just 20 kilometers away from the border, but was never able to enter. So again, the districts, the divisions, districts, and sub-districts. Now, the health system in Bangladesh has made some remarkable progress of late. And implementation of primary health care in Bangladesh is as old as the declaration itself. And there has been remarkable improvements in maternal under five and other indicators over the last 10 years. And also the country has recorded some increase in life expectancy at birth. And all this is occasioned by dedicated health staff and good, fairly good infrastructure in the country. this is an overview of the organizational structure. I mean, if you like, this is just the health system depicted in terms of communication. I mean, on one slide, the Minister of Health and Family Welfare at the top there, and you have the various directorates, five of them, and an arrow showing how communication goes down to the line directors. The health system is divided into three tiers: primary, secondary, and tertiary. And there is an active private sector that offers services across specialized and general care, and also diagnosis. Now, HAC gives us a pictorial presentation of the current health information system, mostly vertical reporting, very little integration or none at all. Quality is lacking, and there's little regular dissemination and use of information for decision making. And indeed, he puts in red ink that it's difficult to always make any meaningful or have a logical, follow the logical flow of data in the country. And concludes that there's attention, that this information system requires attention. For which reason they went on to apply the health information assessment tool of Health Matrix Network. And this is just some concluding remarks from that process. That it was a useful undertaking, and it was done through a series of workshops, and the process of assessment was useful, actually geared up talking and thinking about the whole information system, and that offered them an opportunity to know the gaps and also prospects for improvement. And just to sum up this set of bullet points, the use of the HMN assessment actually take participants or those stakeholders who do the assessment through a range of health information system subcomponents as depicted by John, through data sources, data quality, data management indicators, HIS resources, and so on. There's a slide of participants in that workshop, just a small group, I mean, discussing points from the assessment too. Now, later, the steering committee, which oversaw the assessment process, made recommendation as follows: that there should be a further in-depth analysis of the existing system through focus group discussion, field observation to key stakeholder organization, and what they call small-scale survey. The target group were 64 district level managers who also gave valuable input in terms of the functions of the existing system, the state and function of the existing system. Later on, there was a roundtable discussion of the findings along thematic topics. Now, opportunities presented through the assessment process. The assessment process and subsequent initiatives made the opportunity to start dialogue on health information and about the importance to build an efficient country information system. One of the major strengths with the HIS assessment tool is the opportunity it provides for multi-stakeholder, multi-sectoral dialogue and consensus building on the situation as it is, what needs to be done, and actually also deciding on the way forward with specifics. there was an increased motivation among data users, producers, and the donor community in the country around health information system strengthening. Add-on activities include that focus group discussion, as I said earlier on. And this helped bring in additional thrust to the need, or for the need to further strengthen health information system in the country. And identified areas of weakness were seen to require immediate attention and also a vision for a long-term, you know, positioning of the health information system in the country. If I was writing this, probably I wouldn't use the thrust there. Now, progress and outcome and some evidence. I'll try to read this as they are stated. 2009 annual program review of health sector took the assessment seriously and made comments and suggestions for future development, which I find to be, I mean, a good development, because what it means is that the assessment findings did not only rest with experts in health information system, but it was actually taken up to the highest level of health partners, you know, forum in the country, which is the annual program review that involves, I mean, all the stakeholders, including donors in the country. GTZ came forward to help the country build an efficient health information process through a participatory manner. So at least through that process, one of the major actors, donors in the country, stepped forward to be a champion of health information system strengthening, and that is the GTZ. And in March this year, GTZ initiated what they call the data management information system, and as a support to the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in Bangladesh. So you see there's attention being given to the one of the six sub-components of the health information system as described by the HMM framework, and that's the area of data management, which is a starting point for them to strengthen their health information system. And the DMS is being implemented through serious consideration being given to the HIS assessment findings based on the HMN tool. The plan data management information system phases are as this. There's an inception phase, analysis, design, implementation, and post-implementation. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that post-implementation involves the whole area of monitoring, evaluation, and reprogramming. In conclusion, the democratic government, democracy is important these days everywhere. Government in Bangladesh has a vision called Digital Bangladesh. This positive and congenial environment from the policymakers will be helpful to implement such kind of information system for the health sector. It needs to be mentioned here that during the first sector-wide approach program in the period of 1998 to 2003, some sort of unification of initiatives named Unified Management Information System were taken, but it failed finally. So probably did not even survive childhood. Data Management Information System is actively considering those lessons. They are trying to implement the new strategies, I believe, taking lessons from the failures of the previous attempt initiative. Conclusion continues. HMN assessment process provided a beginning, but what it's also saying is that the preparation to begin using the The HMN assessment took a little longer than they anticipated, and due to some unavoidable situations. The implementation of the data management information system in Bangladesh now is on track, with very keen government interest for a positive outcome. And this calls for more collaboration and support. And very importantly, the last bullet on that slide talks about the need by reason of sustainability, there is a need for government to step forward, take leadership and ownership for implementation of this process. With that, I want to thank you.